Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I'm visiting with a young 4-H member from Johnson County, the Royal Clovers 4-H Club in Warrensburg, visiting with Mallory Hall. Mallory, how are you?
Good.
I interviewed you at the Johnson County Fair, didn't I?
Yeah.
What were you showing there?
I was showing bacon.
As far as the bacon, you did well with that. Tell folks how you did.
I got first place in lead line, my reserve champion bacon, and I got to go to state for a fashion review. And I went to state fair to give a homemade ice cream demonstration.
Your mom has been with the University of Missouri Extension here in Warrensburg for years. Had she in charge of 4-H? What's your mom's name?
Kim Hall.
I started interviewing you probably when you were 5 or 6 years old, something like that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, tell folks what 4-H has meant to you and what are some of the projects you've done. Talk about them.
Can it be brief?
It can be brief.
Good, because I have a lot. So 4-H means a lot to me because, first of all, my mom's in it, and I like it a lot.
Do you want to be a 4-H leader someday?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to stay in 4-H for years, as long as they let you stay in?
Yeah.
What are some of the things you want to do in 4-H in upcoming years?
I want to be in the county council, be able to have a little more advantage in farm time fun because we have a very young team. I just want to do a lot of stuff when I'm older.
We were talking earlier. I asked you what 4-H meant to you, and if somebody younger should be in 4-H, would you recommend it to them? You said definitely you would. That was on your 4-H report that I did earlier. You had a little song that you said. First of all, what's the song mean? What were you saying when I asked you about if somebody should be in 4-H? You mentioned the song. Talk about that, what the song means, and then sing the song for me again.
So it goes, make new friends, but keep the old. One is silver and the other's gold.
Very good. So that's one thing that you recommend to people. If they join 4-H, they can make new friends, but don't give up the old ones, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You would never do that, would you? You think that 4-H is good for people and it's been good for you, right?
Yeah.
As far as making friends, you've made a lot of friends, but you're going to keep the ones you got, even though every year you'll make new friends, I'm sure. But you're going to keep the old ones, right?
Yeah, because they're kind of like your verse one, and your new friends are your verse two, because there's a second verse, but I can't remember it.
Next year when I come back, you better remember the second verse.
Okay, I'll write it down then.
Okay, you can sing that for me next year. You do make a lot of friends and everything, and keep the old ones. I know you're going to do well in 4-H and whatever you set your mind to. You've got a great mom. She really helps me out and gets me all these interviews up here, and I know you're going to be just like her someday, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Mallory, thanks so much, and we'll talk again next year.
Okay. I'm marking it on my calendar.
All right. Thanks a lot. That was Mallory Hall of Johnson County, and with today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.